This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I love the delusional left, man. I got to tell you. I really do. We talked last hour about the blue wave that was supposed to come in the primaries. You're going to see another, and I'm using my finger quotes, blue wave tomorrow in the next series of elections and leading all these primaries leading up to the general elections of 2018 in November. And you're going to see nothing but good news for the most part for Republicans. You're going to see a lot of spin for the Democrats. But you're going to start seeing the signs. I got plenty of them. I've got plenty of signs, and we'll be talking about some of them. In fact, let's just do this. Let's just lead in right now with some of the signs that are occurring. All right? Here's a small one. Just a morsel, because I don't want to get you going too fast. I don't want you to overeat. Okay? So here's a morsel, an appetizer. Tom Fitton tweeted this. Fashion icon Karl Lagerfeld blasts Germany's open borders. If this keeps up, I'll abandon German citizenship, said Lagerfeld. Now, you're going, Kevin, what's the big deal? Lagerfeld, he's a fashion designer. You know, very gay man in Germany. Lagerfeld, you know, makes perfumes and clothing and da-da-da-da. He's a, you know, yeah. He's the Kanye of Germany. He's the Kanye that's speaking out saying, you know what? I'm sick of this. This is an old man now. An old-fashioned designer. One of these guys that's part of the LGBT, part of the progressive stuff. Yeah, call him whatever you want. And he is revolting against his own people, saying, what's with this? Because you know why? Deep inside of him, he has a yearning for his country and what he remembers of it. And he doesn't feel like they need to do the things that they're doing in order for Germany to be a good society. Germany's been a good system. Post-Hitler, Germany is an amazing country. But it's not anymore, not under Merkel, not under progressivism. So you have a guy who would be considered a staunch progressive. He's lived his life free and open and all the things that supposedly represent progressivism. And he's going, I'm done. I just want you to understand, this is happening all over the world, people. You're not being told that there are icons in every country that are sick of this open border policy, this capitulation to refugee resettlement, and they're watching their countries go to crap. London. Look at the statistics in London for crime under Khan, their first Muslim mayor, and you get an idea of what happens when you let the fox run the hen house. People are starting to revolt. Look at what's going on in Sweden. Look at the crime statistics, the rape statistics. All these things are, and people sounding the warning bell going, you know what, this is crazy. We've gone too far. And it's going to get bigger. And you know who's ushering in this feeling of power, empowerment, to say, I want to be German, I want to be French, and I don't want it to be some progressive version of it. It's Donald Trump. That's it. It's simple. Here's another sign. You need one, don't you? This judge got approved. So here's the story. The Senate voted along party lines to confirm Milwaukee attorney Michael Brennan to fill an opening in the 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, and the tally was 49-46. The seat had been open for more than 8 years, the longest for the nation's appellate courts. The Senate gives lawmakers a chance to weigh in on these judicial nominees from their home state because they submit what's called a blue-colored form they call the blue slip. And a positive blue slip signals to the Senate to move forward with the nomination process. But a negative blue slip, or withholding it altogether, signals the Senate's objection and almost always stalls the nomination. Until this year, it had been nearly three decades since the Senate confirmed a judge without two positive blue slips. Brennan's confirmation marked the second time it happened this year. Senator Tammy Baldwin, a Democrat out of Wisconsin, declined to return her blue slip. The move to go ahead with a hearing for Brennan and a vote on the floor had Democrats complaining that Republicans were eroding one of the few customs on the Senate floor that forced consultation on judicial nominations. They also noted that Republicans used the blue slip to block one of President Obama's nominee for the very same judgeship. I'd admonish my friends on the other side of the aisle. This is a very dangerous road you're treading, said Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. As everyone knows, the winds of political change blow swiftly in America. The minority one day is the majority the next. Why is this a sign? It's a sign because the Democrats wanted to use the same tactic that the Republicans got away with under Obama. And the Republicans did it because they knew how radical the judge was and we controlled the Senate. But they did it reluctantly. To do it a second time, this time to confirm one of Trump's judges, is a huge sign. That's right. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It is a huge sign. Ask yourself this. Do you believe these guys would have done this for any other president? Or do you even think they would have done it for Trump if he didn't have the results that he's had thus far? Twice now, the Republicans have bucked the system. The first time they did it as a protection mechanism because they were concerned about their votes. We would have looked at this as you giving away Barack Obama, you know, more power in the judiciary, which is what they do not need. We need to be getting rid of the Obama-era judges, and that's why we're going to turn this country back to normal. But the fact that the Senate said, you know what, we better go along with Donald Trump. If we're going to pull rank, the biggest complaint of Americans right now is, we won the White House, we have the House and the Senate, why are we not acting like winners? And somebody in the Senate, McConnell, got the chutzpah, I was going to use a body part, to finally say, we're gonna make these guys pay. We're gonna make them play by the rules. And Chuck Schumer's going, well, we've had a gentleman's agreement. And McConnell goes, I don't care. When did Mitch McConnell suddenly become a man, right? Under Donald Trump. The sign, folks, is these people are finally saying, Mitch, here's Schumer going, you better watch out what you're doing. It's a dangerous thing you're doing here, man. Political winds. What McConnell is saying is, you know what the political winds are telling me? You're toast. You're not going to be around. I'm not worrying about you, Chuck Schumer. You are not going to be in control of the Senate for the rest of your life. That's what he's telling them. That's a huge victory for us. And there are other signs, and I'll talk about them in a bit because we're running out of time for this particular segment to talk about more signs. But trust me, I feel so good about what we're doing.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
President Trump did more than answer that 3 a.m. call, didn't he? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. President Trump was up at 2:45 a.m. to greet freed hostages. What symbolism? Finding the Air Force One, whatever, waiting on Mike Pompeo, the newly appointed Secretary of State, who, by the way, people were ridiculing. Where is he at? He's not at this thing. There's some meeting in the beforehand. Pompeo's not even there. He's MIA. He's already, you know, bad news for him. Worst Secretary of State ever. And he's over in North Korea getting three American hostages back day one on the job. Man, welcome everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Did I do that twice? If I did, enjoy. And Happy New Year, too. Told you guys I'm going to tell you this all year. Because it is. What, again, another great new year. The second year of the presidency of Donald Trump. One that will go down is likely the greatest presidency in the history of this country at the rate that he's going. Wow. Couldn't be more proud. Take that, Hillary Clinton. President Trump and his team freed three Americans that were being held in North Korea. And he's negotiating peace on the Korean Peninsula. Olive branches going all over the place. And you know what? Nothing but a bunch of naysayers. It was Gardner Harris at the New York Times that suggested that Pompeo was not at the Iran speech that Trump gave because they said President Trump had snubbed him. Yeah, but America's top diplomat, our marketing guy, was over in North Korea doing the nation's work. Fake news. That's what the New York Times is. That's what all these people are. They're so busy looking for negative that they do nothing but give you fake news. Here was a tweet. CNN, free tip. You may want to interrupt your Stormy Daniels coverage with the world-class attorney savant Michael Avenatti tonight at 2 a.m. Trump is welcoming home freed hostages from North Korea. We assume from your coverage you didn't know. How bad is that? Right? These people are so caught up in Stormy Daniels that while the Americans are about to return home, taxpaying American citizens, they want to cover Stormy Daniels. And there's a lot going on about Michael Avenatti we'll talk about here in a bit. NBC News star Haley Jackson said that President Trump's wee hours of greeting of the three American prisoners who'd been held in North Korea for 3 years, had been held in North Korea, was very carefully choreographed, stage production meant for television. Yeah, like a reality show, huh? Can I show you more depravity of the left than by just giving you their own words? Here's what it was a CNN host that said that the hostage release was a distraction. Here's the clip so you can hear it for yourself.
Maybe Donald Trump believes that this success in the foreign policy field might be enough, to distract attention away from the Robert Mueller investigation into Russia, the criminal investigation of his own personal attorney, the Stormy Daniels affair. What's sort of thinking there in the White House? What have you heard?
There's no question that all of these weighty matters here are indeed giving the president something to focus on. Mueller investigation is indeed alive and well, but the White House officials and supporters of the president actually hope he can focus on something substantive like the release of these three Americans and indeed this diplomacy.
What a setup. The guest that was on there, he's like, that's a little bit of a curveball. Well, there's no question here that these weighty matters and this is that and blah, blah, blah. It was funny to hear because he's got to be thinking this is ridiculous to think that President Trump got back three Americans from North Korea as probably, I'm sure, part of the negotiations for this summit that's going to take place. Saying you need to show some good faith here because we got sanctions coming and a lot of other things. But he's concerned about Stormy Daniels and a fake news Russian investigation that's blowing up the Democrat Party. Yeah, because you know what? His poll numbers are so low. He had to do something. If he believed you guys, he would have to do something in order to make sure that people knew he's a legitimate president and this is whatever. So he made this up. It was, as the girl said, orchestrated, very choreographed, stage production meant for television. Let me tell you, if Obama had done it, just ask yourself this. If Obama had stayed up early in the morning, flew in Air Force One, gotten his Secretary of State to go get freed North Korean hostages, they would be throwing him a party. It would be a week-long celebration in L.A. and New York with red carpet treatment. What the heck are these people talking about? This was some amazing news last week that occurred. The follow-on to it is these Americans are home. They're back among their people. This is a good... Think about this, folks. This is a Hollywood story. I don't know what happened. I don't know whether President Trump used back-channel communications, whether he negotiated this through the Chinese. But this is one of these feel-good stories. This isn't one... What's that thing they made... Where they had to go get the hostages and they did a film. They made it sound like they were filming a movie. Argo? Isn't that it? With Ben Affleck? So they made it look like they were filming a movie and get the hostages. It was a boring movie in the sense that, nothing really happened. They just, you know, dressed everybody up as cameramen and everything else, and it escaped from some, you know, godforsaken third world armpit or crap hole, as Trump would call it, and got back to America. Here's negotiation at the highest level. Here's the art of the deal being done. With the art of the deal being done not only to North Korea, but the art of the deal being done to China. The art of the deal being done in the Paris Climate Accords. Have you looked at any of the stuff that these people are talking? The Paris Climate Accords, we get out, you know what they find out? The data doesn't even fit. It's bogus. We get out of the Iran deal. Everybody goes, oh, well, Europe is still going to support Iran. And Iran says, death to America. They burn our flags. They burn pictures of Trump and effigies of Trump or whatever. And Europe goes, well, we're going to hang in there. And Trump says, fine. You just won't be doing business with the United States. Who's going to win? Who's going to win this battle? Donald Trump can't do anything right for the left. And let me tell you something, folks. Their people know it. The intelligentsia feel like they're making headway. Oh, we're making him look bad. Yeah, we'll keep this Russia investigation open. And we'll let Mueller move on and do this, do that, and the other. Look at the polling, and you'll see they are not winning. I talked early in the broadcast. The first set of primaries occurred. Democrats have to be shaking in their little, you know, with their little blankies in the corner like little kids. There's a monster. There is a monster. And the monster is you. See, because the Democrats don't want to be true to themselves. They are not about America. They are not. Look, I can tell you right now, everybody listening to my voice, as much as we would have hated that Barack Obama was right, if he were making the moves of Donald Trump, he would be making converts of all of us. Trust me, those converts to Trump exist because I've met many of them.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Signs, and there are more signs coming out every day, folks, that we are winning. A dude tweeted, "Are you tired of winning?" and it wasn't a question. It was really one of these things of, "Are you getting tired of winning yet?" And the answer, of course, is no. Welcome, conservatives. This is the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. If you are a conservative in training, a leftist who's abandoned your idiocy, congratulations, you found the right place to be. 844-551-8255. Many people are beginning to tell me things like, "Kevin, I'm no longer a leftist. I no longer drink the Kool-Aid or blah, blah, blah." And I'm going, congratulations to you. I was riding with I had to go do an event in Los Angeles the other week, and the guy picks me up, driver. You know, you're in L.A., you think, it's lefties. So we're going along talking, traffic. You know, I'm 45 minutes from my location. And nice guy, white dude. And I don't know how we got on the subject, but we got on the subject of politics. I promise you, I didn't bring it up. But he said something about, you know, something that triggered me to understand he wanted a political discussion. Like, man, you know, these people in California are crazy. That, you know, we've got people that are doing blankety blank. And I was like, really? And I said, you know, and then I got to probing, like, well, what are your thoughts on that subject? And the more he talked, the more I went, you're a conservative. And so he admits me. He says, well, he goes, oh, you know what it was? He finally went something about it. He brought up Trump, and he goes, I'll tell you. He goes, I was a never-Trumper. And I went, really? And he goes, yeah, because everything leading up to the discussion was like, well, Trump, you must like Trump now. But he goes, I was a never-Trumper. And I said, wow, really? Tell me more. He goes, yeah. He goes, it came down to I hated Hillary, but I detested Trump. But he goes, I was not going to vote for Hillary. He goes, I've certainly never been considered a conservative or a Republican, but he goes, I knew I couldn't vote for Hillary. And I thought, okay, so that validates a lot of what I was thinking, that people just don't like Hillary Clinton. He says, but just out of curiosity, since you were a never-Trumper, what do you think about Trump? This dude, he's looking in the rearview mirror, you know, just in the mirror talking to me because he's a driver. And when I ask him, what do you think about Trump? He turned his head. luckily we weren't driving. It wasn't crazy driving or anything, but he turned his head and he looked at me and he goes, beyond my wildest expectations. And I went, I was curious. He goes, Mr. Jackson, I would have never believed that this man would be so good. And I said, so let me ask you this. Do you think there are more people like you that see what he's done and go, holy cow, how wrong was I? He goes, yes, there's lots of us. This is L.A., a never-Trumper, telling me I am wowed beyond my expectation. By the way, we would have been saying the same thing if Barack Obama had done it. You know what? He was wowed. Now, you, Kevin, is that a sign? What are you trying to say there, black man? You're trying to say something. I'm telling you, that's one dude who's giving you the lay of the land on a lot of people. I don't know. Is that 50,000 voters that are going to change because I ran into one guy? That's the way they do it on TV and radio. For everybody that responds to you, you know, when you go on TV or you do a radio show, they say there's X number of people that they predict that heard you. So if I go on the radio and three people message me, that the people will say, Kevin, that means 60,000 people heard your message. It's like one out of every 20,000 will dare to send you a note kind of thing. Now, I'm sure, you know, that's a floating number. I don't know. Don't care. But it's a big deal. And that did not happen with Barack Obama, but it is happening with Donald Trump. And there are other things that you can look at as signs. And I'll give you an example one. And this one I put in the category of don't mess with Donald Trump. Because Trump doesn't need the government to beat you. I believe God steps in and beats you up on behalf of Trump. And you're going, Kevin, what are you talking about? I'm talking about Avenatti. The guy who is the person who funded, who's, what's her face, Stormy Daniels' lawyer. They say now questions have emerged over who's funding him and how he was privy to Michael Cohen's bank records. Exactly how did he obtain banking transactions for two men, also named Michael Cohen, who he wrongly accused in a 7-page dossier that he released? Those guys have some repercussions, right? Then other questions came to light over Avenatti's bankrupt coffee chain, $5 million in unpaid taxes to the IRS. Look, folks, this isn't Donald Trump planting a conspiracy against Avenatti. Donald Trump doesn't have the time for this nonsense. This is Avenatti's past coming to light because he dared go after the chosen one. That's going to make some leftists mad. Donald Trump has been touched by God. So there's a legal complaint, then they're seeking Avenatti's disbarment because they called his coffee company a pump and dump scheme to deprive federal and state taxing authorities out of millions of dollars. $5 million. This dude is the freaking Al Sharpton of shyster attorneys. He's not a shyster because he's Italian. That's they call Jewish attorneys shysters. Anyway, he purchased Tully's out of bankruptcy in 2013, and it was a partnership with Patrick Dreamy, Mr. McDreamy Dempsey. And Dempsey sued Avenatti to break the partnership. So he purchases it out of bankruptcy in 2013, and in the same year, Patrick Dempsey says, I don't want in this. And he sues him to get out. 45 lawsuits have been filed against the parent company. Now, Avenatti doesn't own it anymore, but in 2017, the company owed roughly $5 million. So that's another sign. You go after Donald Trump and suddenly your world is upside down. Your world is topsy-turvy. How much mileage do you really believe these clowns are going to get out of Stormy Daniels? But then, let's look at some other stuff that's happened. Eric Schneiderman. This is a guy who had to quit in disgrace. He claimed to be a champion of the women's movement, and it turns out he's doing all kinds of things. He's beating women and, you know, all kinds of in relationships and treating them like crap while he's being the champion of women's movement. And, you know, his public image is I'm the champion of women. His private image is, you know, you are my brown girl, little brown girl or whatever. That's something he called one of his girlfriends. But there's more to it. It turns out Schneiderman is a big piece of Mueller's investigation. Mueller let Schneiderman in New York handle this, and he had been working with Prahit, the former district, the federal district, whatever they call it, attorney over there. And now they're both gone. So they said it left a big gap in Mueller's campaign. But then this guy did this, and now he's going to be under scrutiny. State Attorney General, former, Eric Schneiderman gave Clinton Foundation a pass on identifying foreign donors in his charitable findings, making it impossible to know if it got any special favors while Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State. Scripps News found that the foundation and its subsidiaries, Clinton Health Access Initiative, took in $225 million in government donations from 2010 to 2014. Now, the New York charity law states this. Organizations that receive a contribution or a grant from a government agency during the reporting period shall include the name of each agency from which the contributions were received and the amount of each contribution. But both the foundation and the Clinton Health Access Initiative failed to do that, and Schneiderman, a member of Clinton's leadership council in New York and a fierce critic of Donald Trump, did nothing about it. Other charities complied. George Bush Foundation reported $5 million from Saudi Arabia and $500,000 from Kuwait. On its website, the Clinton Foundation revealed its foreign donors, but only in broad ranges, such as $5 to $10 million without any time frames. So anyway, here's my point. All this stuff is coming back to show that when you mess with Donald Trump, your life gets wrecked. The ex-speaker of the New York Assembly, Sheldon Silver, found guilty on Friday of selling his office for $4 million in kickbacks. 2015 conviction on the same charges that had been overturned on appeal. Now, you go, what's this assemblyman got to do with it? This has to do with the crooked nature of New York politics, the crooked nature of Democrat politics, period. And this is what I keep coming back to. So many cataclysmic things are occurring right before your eyes. So many signs. I get that Schneiderman doesn't appear to be directly related to Donald Trump, but he is, by way of Mueller. And then you find out, what's his issue? His issue is he's supposed to be a protector of women when he's not, a la Harvey Weinstein. Then you find out how close he is to the Clintons, a la Harvey Weinstein. And you find out just how bad these people are. This is not happening by accident.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Spear Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of Nutramedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at Nutramedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh, man, the religion of peace is at it again. Yep, and guess where? Anybody? Anybody? It's in Europe. I'll give you a hint. It's in Europe. I will give you another hint right now, okay? Yes, it happens to be in the Paris, France. Yeah, home of the Muslim attack. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Would it surprise you to learn that there is another Muslim attack in Paris? Now, I will tell you, there have been a lot fewer attacks in the name of Islam around the world because... Do I need to say it? Okay, I'll say it. Donald Trump's in power. People know it's a new day. You want to be associated with ISIS? Whew, we cut the head off of you. Donald Trump just beat up on five bad guys of ISIS and brought home some hostages all in the same week. The media acts like they ignore it. Barack Obama could take a bite out of a burger in Hawaii and they would make it sound like it was, did you see the way he bit that burger? Oh my gosh. I've never seen anyone bite a burger so eloquently. It was as if it spoke to me. And you know how Obama speaks. But Donald Trump can kill or capture five bad guys with ISIS, bring home North Americans from North Korea, negotiate peace on the Korean Peninsula, and denuclearize Iran. And these guys go,
not like he's done a whole lot today.
And it was funny. Somebody tweeted,
it's a heck of a week for President Trump.
And I went, no, it's a typical week for President Trump. You're just not paying attention. This dude, he's reduced the price of drugs in America substantially, prescription drugs. He's truly going after the opioid crisis and looking into ways that, because let's face it, the medical community are the people who are spurring this opioid crisis. Nobody wants to tell you? Let me tell you what's going on. Doctors have figured out that they can make a lot of money writing these prescriptions for painkillers that get people addicted. And they're not drug dealers in the typical sense. The prescription drug companies are kicking them back money legally. These big these junkets, hey, we're going to go on this great fishing trip that costs $10,000. It costs you nothing. Oh, by the way, you're going to win prizes while you're there that are worth $2,000-$3,000, a golf adventure, a big Hawaiian vacation or something like that. And oh, by the way, we're going to fund your research or fund this or that. So doctors are looking at it and saying, look, if I don't have, because doctors are horrible investors. I don't know if you guys know that. Doctors, they make a lot of money, but they don't know what to do with it. Because they didn't figure it out. They were too busy studying for medical, so they don't know anything about finances, and they get ripped off. So the best way for them to protect their money is to just have people giving it to them. Oh, that's the trick. So they will prescribe you. They will over-medicate you. They don't give a crap about don't get mad. I mean, I know there are doctors listening, and they're good people. There are a lot of good doctors, but there are a lot of crooked doctors. I watched a show the other day about a nurse who, they say he may be the biggest serial killer in history. And he would just go, he'd add some drug to people's IVs and kill them. Now, at first he says, I did it out of mercy. These people were in pain or they were dying. Then they went and found out he worked at 16, for over 16 years, he worked at 8 different hospitals. And he admitted to 30 to 40 deaths. When they went and did the investigation, they believe this dude has killed up to 200 people. They are now looking into every single thing that he touched. And his comment was, well, I just, I tried to stop myself, but I just kept going. And he kept going, not on people who were really dying. He started killing able-bodied people. Do you want to be a part of that medical system? It caused a law change in New Jersey because of him, and I hope it's a national law. His name is like Curran or Curring or Cullen, something like that. Look it up. You don't have to believe me. Why am I even talking about that? No, I was talking about, how doctors are part of the problem here, and Donald Trump is solving these problems. That's what he does. So, what's funny to me, and it's ironic because I don't know how you can talk to leftists and explain to them, you have a strategy that isn't going to work. I watched 5 videos over the weekend of Nancy Pelosi hammering Donald Trump. How could we have such a reckless president, in office, and he's doing all these things that are so anti-American? And I'm going, really? Okay. Peace on the Korean Peninsula, lowest unemployment, people getting jobs, decent stock market, getting returns on it. I mean, I'm trying to look for negative. Will somebody show me where it's negative about Donald Trump? Please. I just can't find it. So I'm looking at all this stuff going, Where is it? Maxine Waters, he is nothing like a, he is not an American. He is not, and we need to impeach him because he is making it too good for black people and too good for white people and too good for millennials. And just run his campaign commercials for him. Whoa. I told you this, though. I told you they're going to lose their minds over Donald Trump. Lose their minds. He freed these hostages, and you would think he did a bad thing. He lowers unemployment for blacks. Well, so what is it? Barack Obama started it. No, he didn't. People know that's not the case anymore. They know it. See, you know what D.C. is not used to? And by the way, this is what people in general are not used to. D.C. sort of represents the ignorance of the population, truly. They believe themselves to be very smart because they can write and they can build volumes of just stuff. I mean, you give them an idea, volumes of stuff, man, but not worth a nickel. Anyway, what I really want to talk about is this attack. Yet another attack in Paris. Here's the clip. Let me let you hear what the news said about it.
New details this morning about that suspect that went on a stabbing spree in Paris, killed one, injured four others, and apparently he was on a police radar placed on an anti-terror watch list. He was suspected of having radicalized views and did pose a security threat, we're learning. CNN international correspondent Melissa Bell is in Paris with more details. Melissa, what else are you learning about this suspect?
Well, he was very young, Christy. This is a man who was born in 1997 in Chechnya. He had become a French citizen, and we're hoping to learn more over the course of the day since his mother and father are now in police custody. But other than that, details about how he became radicalized, when he became radicalized, exactly what he was hoping to achieve when he set out on the streets of Paris with that knife last night, those remain the subject of speculation this morning. Now, this is exactly where it happened yesterday evening. This would have been a bustling part of Paris on a Saturday night. It happened just before 9 p.m. We spoke to one man who saw exactly what happened.
I saw the attacker come just down this street here with blood on his hands, carrying the cutter and with his arms open, gesturing to the three policemen who were here. And they managed to sort of encircle him. They tasered him several times to, I think, missed him. He managed to isolate one of the policemen and move down the street. And as he went in, the policeman shot twice and he fell.
What a better way to celebrate Mother's Day in Paris than some crazed Islamic, you know, fundamentalist terrorist, whatever you want to call them, attacking people randomly. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. And he was on a watch list. That always cracks me up. Yeah, we were watching him. We had our eye on him, and we were waiting for him to attack, and then we would spring into action. Well, good for you. A Chechen. And they said, and here's what it reads. In a statement published online, ISIS claimed responsibility, calling the assailant a soldier of the Islamic State. Russian Chechen. You know they're going to try to tie this back to Donald Trump. ISIS has long recruited radicals from the North Caucasus, a semi-autonomous region of Russia that has been in conflict with Moscow since declaring independence in 1991. Another radical Muslim attack killed a person, wounded four, because, you know, they don't have guns in Paris. Now they have knives. Speaking of guns, there was a grandfather who killed a bunch of his family members in Australia, and he did it with guns. I thought they didn't have any more guns in Australia. Interesting how that works. We are so fortunate that we live in a time now where we can fight back against this stuff, because if we weren't pushing back now, we'd be in, I don't know where this country would be in 10 years.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.